Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook, who gets honored 2 weeks from today, halftime against the Giants. All right.
I'm excited about that.
He should be. We'll talk about that more next week after the Eagles beat the Saints. But let's talk about this offense, Brian, and the things you need to do to fix it. We saw it come alive in the second half. The ball goes down the field, some big plays in the passing game. But overall, not enough.
Yeah, I think Chip Kelly mentioned it earlier in the season. They need to be successful in the run game just to get this offense going. And as of yet, except for the Jets game, they haven't been very successful in the run game. And so when you're talking about playing a complete game, first and second half, this run game needs to get going early in the game. And because of their woes in the offensive side of the ball, running the ball, this offense can't get going.
Yeah, I mean, I can ask you 10 different ways. What do you do to fix it? How do you fix it? What do you change? We know that Jason Peters is banged up. He's got the quad injury. We know that Matt Tobin is playing left tackle. Dennis Kelly's playing right guard, perhaps for the Saints game and for weeks to come. So the question is, what does Chip do to tweak the scheme? Do you spread the field and just throw the ball? Do you abandon the running game? I guess you play to your strengths. So let's identify what the strengths are.
You're definitely right. You have to play to your strengths. And at this point, the passing game probably is going to be the strength. And it has to be the quick passing game. This offensive line has been getting pulled back into the backfield. A lot of pressure on Sam Bradford. So those 5 and 7 step drops, there's probably not going to be a lot of those. They're going to have to throw the ball quickly, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, so you're not getting him beat up in the process. I hope that they try to run the football, but I'm not sure how successful they can be, especially with so many reserves on the offensive line playing.
Can we forget about the run-pass ratio here and literally spread the field and throw, you know, every down?
Well, you want to keep a defense off balance just a bit, and so you have to sprinkle some runs in there, but they just haven't been successful running the football. Now, you can say the downhill style, all these other things, but if you want to win in this league, you have to win in the trenches. So you need much better play from the offensive line.
Your read, Brian, on Sam Bradford, 3 touchdown passes, 4 plays over 30 yards, 30-plus yards on Sunday. First time we really saw that over-the-top passing game. I thought he took some steps. Do you feel that way?
I do. I think he took some steps in the right direction. You're talking about a quarterback. In order to throw the ball deep, you have to be confident enough in the guys in front of you to hold the ball long enough and then throw the ball down the field. And last week against the Redskins, yesterday against the Redskins, he was able to do that. And I think when you see that smile on his face, you see a different demeanor from a quarterback, he's adding that confidence. That's the confidence that you need from a guy that hasn't played for 2 years. That's the confidence that will continue to grow in the quarterback, and I think this week was a start of that for Sam Bradford.
Now, why is his offense starting so slowly? I mean, do you have an answer?
I don't think anyone has an answer. I think the Chip Kelly has to try to find that out. I think we have to start with the upfront guys, but it's starting slow because you don't have a running game. And you're trying to figure out what's going to work in the pass game, and sometimes that takes a little bit of time. But you also have to remember, if you're only running 51 plays per game, you're not going to be as successful as you want to be because you're not on the field long enough.
Right. How much can you change an offense in the middle of the season? The playbook is here, and so you've got your litany of plays that you can run. How much can an offense change from one game to the next? I mean, can you completely revolutionize the offense?
Well, I think it's going to be tough to revolutionize the offense, to change everything, but you can tweak things here and there. And so I think they're going to be doing an awful lot of tweaking here and there. But I think now you're going to have to see what Sam Bradford's all about. You have to see what he's going to be able to do throwing the ball down the field. And I think if he can be successful, this team can be successful, and that'll also open up things for the run game. So it should be important for them to make sure that the passing game gets going as well.
Take us into the mind of a running back, DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, certainly expected to have a dynamic part in this offense. What happens in their mind?
Well, they're frustrated, and I understand that frustration because it was a point in time in my career where I wasn't touching the ball as much as I felt as though I wanted to. And so it's tough because as a running back, when you're not touching the ball as much, now you want to score on every play. Now you're not as patient a runner as you should be. And so that sometimes leads to you not being as successful as a runner as you want to be. So for those guys, they have to stay patient. That's why it's great to have Deuce Daly there. He's been part of a three-headed monster before. He was in the league for a long time. He won a championship in Pittsburgh. And so these guys need to go to Deuce and figure out what can they do to make themselves better. How can they get this running game going? He's one of the guys that would know how to do it.
What's the chicken or the egg question here? What's more important, the great running back or the great offensive line?
Great offensive line. You always start in the trenches. You can find a running back here and there, but if you have an offensive line that can make holes, almost any running back can run through those.
One of the great mysteries of this season, tight end Zach Ertz, we thought he would be a breakout star, has had an opportunity yesterday, made a great diving catch for a touchdown. That play called back. nearly another one, a diving opportunity, but he hasn't been featured as much. Can you get him? How do you get a tight end more involved in it?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure that he's completely healthy. And let's just say that he is. I think that you have to make call plays for him. And that's one of the things that you wonder about the offense. Are you calling plays for your specific players? Are you calling plays for Aguilar? Are you calling plays for Ertz just to get them involved? That's going to help them be better players. That's going to help them be better blockers as well.
The offense searching for consistency, explosiveness, the ability to stay on the field. Those are the goals this week as the Eagles prepare for the New Orleans Saints. On the other side, we're going to talk about a defense that was on the field for more than 41 minutes on Sunday, allowed too many third down conversions, and then the killer, a 15-play, 90-yard drive that put Washington in front for good. When we return to Eagles 360, we're talking Philly D.